Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the $3 Down podcast. I believe this is episode 96. We're rolling, dude. Episode 100 is coming up. I might do something special. Maybe I'll try to reach for like an hour long episode or some nonsense. I know that might seem a little underwhelming for the 100th episode of this podcast, but I mean, hey, something's, it's better than nothing, all right? Because I don't really have any other ideas as to what to do for the 100th episode, but we'll see. Maybe I'll try to get a guest on, but I can't promise that because every time I try to get somebody on the podcast, they don't want to do it. So we'll see how it goes. We'll see. But we're almost there. Episode 96. Let's get into it, dude. So we started making these podcast episodes again, right? Recording them. Even going so far as to live stream them now. And putting them on YouTube afterwards. Putting it on Anchor so it goes to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, whatever. And I uploaded the finished recording of the previous episode onto YouTube, and I got a comment from a commenter saying that my webcam looks like it came from 2010, and I agree. I mean, it does look rough. I'm not gonna lie, especially when it's up on YouTube, it's looking a little bit rough, dude. But see, I have had many people tell me that I should get a new camera, that instead of like a typical webcam, like what I'm using right now, like I'm using a Logitech C920, I believe, right now. I'm pretty sure that's what it's called. And a lot of people tell me I should upgrade. I should get like one of those professional cameras, I guess, what do they call, like DSLR cameras? Get an Elgato Cam Link and set that up. But I always tell them, why should I do that? Because now, you could make the argument, hey, maybe a better quality camera might attract more people to it, but I mean, why should I go and spend like $500, maybe even more than that, to get a good lens, plus the Cam Link, maybe like almost close to $700 for a new camera, when I'm not making any money? Like, I that might sound a little bit rough, because like I said, you could say that buying the camera would be an investment for the stream, but like, see, the way I view this, I don't buy stuff for like the stream unless I know it's gonna be received well, and I don't really get shit on for the quality of the camera I use right now often. I don't. If like every single chatter that came into my stream or whatever commented on how bad the camera quality is, then I would do something about it. Then I would say, okay, we got a problem. Let's try to upgrade. Let's try to fix this. But I haven't really had anybody say that, barring that one comment yesterday, I believe. Maybe a couple days ago. I think it was yesterday, because we did the podcast episode yesterday. I'm losing it, dude. I'm pretty sure it was yesterday. And it's like, why invest in something when I'm not? It's like the people who have no following, no history on the internet at all. They're not famous at all, and they try to get into streaming, and they invest all this money into these incredibly high quality like profile pictures, emotes, if they have them, if they have access to them, channel panels. All these like custom webcam arts, custom like intermission screens, starting soon screens. It's all animated. They got this incredibly well done VTuber streaming to nobody, dude. You spent all the, I mean, if you have the money, sure, go for it, I guess. But like, if you're doing this to get money and you already have zero viewers, I mean, like, why? You know, maybe put that money towards something else instead of all this stuff when you don't have any viewers already. So that's my philosophy when it comes to that. There are some things that I'll maybe look into, like stuff like microphones and whatnot, but a webcam, dude, and especially like jumping from, I think this webcam was maybe like $100 or some mess. To like a $500 camera plus the cam link I would need for it to get set up with OBS or whatever, plus maybe a what was that noise? Oh, that was my headset. We're gonna get to my headset soon. Plus the lens that I might need with it. It's like, why? You know, I think the camera, I do agree that the camera does look, it could be better, I suppose, but like, until I get shit on horrendously for it, or maybe we get more views, maybe I'll look into upgrading it. But for now, it'll do. For now, you can see me. You know what I look like. You can see me just fine and dandy. As long as you can see me for now, I think it's good. But the headset. I just picked up this new headset today, dude, from Best Buy. This is the HS80 RGB wireless headset from Corsair. I had to look and see what it was called. I forgot. But I got this from Best Buy because my old headset, the black one that I wore like throughout every single YouTube video and every single previous stream before this one, that one was dying. Let's just say that the earmuffs were fraying really badly. The padding that's in the earmuffs were literally trying to escape from the wrapping it was in. So you can literally pull the padding out. I had to push it in to make sure it didn't fall out every so often. The right speaker or whatever was deteriorating in audio quality, and it kind of threw me off. I thought I was losing hearing in my right ear for the longest time. I thought I was losing hearing, but no, it was just my right earmuff was just so much more quieter than the left one, and it confused me so hard. That's why I always used the left one, only the left one. I would do like this, just this, because the right one, it was pretty much useless. My man, Tape My Reality, thanks for stopping by, my good sir. How's it going, Chief? And again, for the people listening on different platforms, I am live streaming on twitch.tv. There are people in the chat, and if I talk to somebody in the chat, that is why. That is why. Thanks for stopping by, Chieftain. Appreciate it. Thank you very much. But this headset, it sounds pretty good, dude. I'm not gonna lie. It's nice and comfortable, but I had a problem with it initially. I thought it was busted. I thought it was not busted, but I thought it was flawed. When I put it on initially, it was way too small. Now, granted, I know I have a gigantic head. Literally, it's like a fucking watermelon on top of a toothpick. But this headset, it felt so small and so tight. I thought it was just the way it was. I had to go online and read some Reddit post or some nonsense. And I noticed some dude said that it was adjustable, and I was looking at it and I'm like, how in the fuck is this thing adjustable? Because I tried stretching it out in one whatever, but I couldn't even figure out why. Found you on YouTube from Gunfire Reborn. Gunfire. Jesus. That was a while ago. That was a while ago on my channel. I didn't upload much of that game, but if you found me from there, hell yeah, Chieftain. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Thank you. I gotta play that game again. Very fun game. But back to the headset. Again, it has like these Velcro straps at the top of it that you can barely see. And I tried picking at it, but it didn't move. But you really gotta like pry at it to peel it off. I thought I was breaking it. No, you just have to pry at it really hard because I think it's like magnetic as well. Carzudo, what's up, Chieftain? Thanks for stopping by. How's it going? How's it going? Thank you very much. But once we figured out how to adjust this thing, now we're good to go. Now it's set. It fits on my head just fine and dandy, not too small. If anything, maybe it's like suffocating my head a little bit. It's like a little bit tight, but that's mainly just because my head is too damn big. I even had to shave some of my hair because my hair was like creating like an extra inch of padding that it couldn't sit flush against my head, so I had to cut my hair. It's rough, man. It's rough. I honestly, if I went through all that, I might as well. I should have gotten a bigger headset, pretty much, but it's fine. It's fine. It's whatever. It sounds cool, though. It does sound good. Hydration check. We need that. Thank you very much, Chief. Good Lord. Almost 10 minutes without water. That's a problem. That's an issue. Thank you very much, Chieftain. Moving on, though. As many people know, I do work at Toyota. I work at Toyota, and they've been having some issues recently. I don't know if I'm allowed. Nah, I'm sure I can talk about it, dude. But their techs, the mechanics, they fucking suck. Like, I don't know where they're getting these mechanics from, but these are some of the worst mechanics I have ever seen in my life. Literally in like the span of a week, twice the mechanics forgot to tighten up the lug nuts on a customer's tires. The customer drives off, the tire falls off, spins, and knocks off their fender and their bumper. They fired the mechanic immediately, dude. That happened twice. It's incredible. I don't know where they're finding these people where they forget to tighten the lug nuts. This dude forgot that he changed the oil on the car already and double filled the car with more oil. Thus, the engine blew up and it cost like $4,000 for a new engine. They have to take $800 from that dude's paycheck every single time he gets paid. That's incredible. We only get paid twice a month. That's rough, dude. Good Lord. What do you do at Toyota? I'm like a, what do they call it? A service rider? I suppose that would be the official term for it. People come in. They come in for, let's say they come in, they drive up to the service line. They tell me what they want done. And I give them offers. I tell them what we can do for them, how long it's going to take, price it out for them, and pretty much stay with them until their car is done. I'm a service rider, chief. I've done many things at that Toyota. I started off in the parts department. What else? I was what do they call them? Porter. A porter? Someone that just drives the car from the service lane to the designated technician spot where they come and grab the car to work on. I was a porter and then a service rider. So that's what I'm doing right now. Oh, and I was also an online sales associate. People would buy things online and I would have to ship out those parts to them. I would have to pack it up. I would have to order the part, wait for the part to come in, pack it up and ship it out via the post office, UPS and FedEx, and interact with the fucking customer. That was the worst job I have ever had. Seriously, absolutely horrendous. They lied to me numerous times about commission. And it was just fucking terrible. The customers were just ballistic at all times. I had to interact with the customers through this stupid ass app that you would have access to online. I had to interact with the people that worked with the company, because it wasn't just Toyota. It was like a company that sourced out Toyota parts from us. And it was fucking terrible, dude. Just terrible. That was the worst one so far. Good Lord, dude. Do your thing, Chieftain. Thanks for stopping by. Appreciate it. Thank you very much. And thank you for the compliment. Very much appreciated. Good Lord. But Toyota's it's hit or miss. I don't really like doing what I'm doing at Toyota, but I mean, it gets the job done. It gives me money, and that's all I really care about. But the mechanics fucking suck. They suck, dude. Seriously. I mean, I can't speak for every single Toyota dealership, but no, I'm not going to say the one I'm at, but holy fuck, dude. Don't bring your car there. Don't bring your car there. They will fuck it up. Even the people in the parts department, they're like, hey, if you have a Toyota, don't fucking get that shit done here. Or if you are going to get it done here, make sure you get an absolutely perfect technician that knows what the fuck he's doing. Because these techs, they're always on their phone, and they, I guess, because they just implemented a rule where they can no longer have AirPods in while they're working, and I guess maybe that distracted them in some way. Maybe they were blasting music or whatever, and were just getting distracted by that as well, because it keeps happening. They forgot to tighten up the lug nuts. The dude forgot he gave a car an oil change and filled it up with oil twice. He forgot to change the filter when he filled it up with oil. That's incredible. How in God's name? So he filled it up twice, but didn't even change the filter at all. It was the same old filter. And then another dude forgot to, he ran a coolant flush or whatever, and he forgot to tighten up the clamps. I'm not well versed in like car talk or whatever, but all I remember them telling me was he forgot to tighten up some clamps to a hose somewhere that connects to the coolant or whatever, and it was leaking coolant, and the customer had to bring the car right back. It was pretty rough, dude. It was rough. These guys, I mean, I understand I guess it's hard to find good mechanics nowadays, but it seems like they're literally picking these guys off of fucking Craigslist or whatever, or like right off the street, because these guys, they're rough, dude. They are rough. I'm not sure what's going on with them, but Toyota fucking sucks. Jesus, dude. Good Lord. Speaking of Toyota, I don't know why they're like so hellbent on fucking demolishing the bathrooms at that dealership. The employee bathrooms, dude. You would think the employee bathrooms were the nicer of the bathrooms. You got the employee only bathrooms, then you got the normal customer bathrooms. And every single time the employee bathrooms, they're just in shambles, dude. It is horrendously bad. You got people pissing all over the toilet seat. And you know what they do? I've seen like some dude, he balls up, he pisses on a ball of toilet paper, just leaves it on the toilet seat. That's insane. That is absolutely mental. I walked in on that mess, dude. I'm like, what the fuck is going on in here? And then the state of the bathroom itself is fucking terrible. Like one of the stalls doesn't even lock. It doesn't even lock. I think they have like two stalls, you know, for normal toilets and then two urinals. And one of the stalls, it doesn't even lock. You can literally, if you try to, you know, the little latch that you move left to right, you try to lock it, it doesn't lock. It does not sit flush with it, so anybody can just push it open, and it's like offset or whatever, so it always just tries to open up itself anyway, so you have to keep your hand pressed up against the door to make sure nobody comes in, or just to make sure that the door doesn't open up by itself. It's fucking terrible, dude. Holy Lord, it's rough. And it's a shame, because I always gotta shit in the morning when I'm at Toyota. And there's always other people in there, and there's always no one wants to use that stall, so that stall is always open at least. But like, I can't sit there and enjoy my morning defecation because I'm over here in such an awkward position with the hand on the door. I've got my phone in my other hand, and I'm like leaning forward. I'm halfway off of the toilet seat because I'm squatting at this point because the door is so damn far away from the toilet itself. It's rough, dude. It's rough. It's unholy. 6 in the morning, and I'm sitting there like a fucking contortionist trying to shit my brains out. It's rough, dude. It's so bad. Holy God. It's always a mess. The doors won't work. The techs there suck. Holy God, dude. My dad, we were talking earlier, and he's like, you know, I always hear you in your room talking to people. Who the fuck are you talking to? Why? Who are you talking to? Your friend? I have a friend at Toyota, and we always play games together. Are you talking to that friend of yours? Like, I'm streaming. I'm just streaming in here. Oh, he's like, who are you streaming to? I said, I don't know. I'm just streaming. And he thinks he's heard me when I'm playing like Dark Souls or whatever, because it was a few days ago when I was playing Dark Souls. He was like, I heard you a few days ago. It sounded like you were fighting somebody, like battling somebody. That's what he said. It sounded like you were battling somebody. And I'm like, battling? And then it clicked. Oh, he must have heard me playing Dark Souls. I told him, I'm just like commentating over what I do. He's like, oh, okay, interesting. He thought I was in here like brawling with people, talking shit to other people or whatever. I was just playing Dark Souls. I try not to be too loud because I'm not the only person in this house, but apparently I was pretty loud because he heard me like talking shit. I was just playing Dark Souls. I'm talking shit to NPCs, people, things that don't even understand me, dude. I'm sorry, but that's just how it is. That I cannot stop myself from doing that. I've been doing this at this point for so many years, literally, that it's like no matter what, even when I'm not even streaming, I'm like fucking commentating almost. It's like ingrained within me to narrate what I'm doing because I've been streaming for so long, making YouTube playthroughs and whatever for so long. I just cannot help myself and I have to commentate over what I'm doing. When I'm not streaming, I don't speak aloud like this. I sort of like mumble it. Like I'm muttering it, essentially, dude. It's rough. If you were to look at me while I'm playing, you would think I'm fucking crazy. Because it's just been ingrained within me. Whenever I'm playing a game, explain what I'm doing. What am I doing right now? I feel like that's, if you watch a video about people giving advice to up and coming streamers and to how as to how they should go about playing a game or whatever. Don't sit there in silence. Commentate over what you're doing. Act like you're making a YouTube video. Act like there is always somebody watching you, because you never know if there is somebody watching you, dude. They always say stream with your viewer count off. I've been doing that for years. Before, when I first started streaming, I always streamed with my viewer count on. I would always check my viewer count and I would always see it's like at zero or whatever, and I would just stay silent. I'm like, okay, there's nobody in here. Why the fuck should I even try to be entertaining to nobody? But see, the thing is, that tracker does not update in real time. Sometimes it takes minutes for that shit to actually maybe tick up to one, maybe two viewers, you know what I mean? But if somebody comes into your stream and it doesn't tick immediately, but they're sitting there and watching you sit there, not saying anything, you're looking, if you have a webcam on, you're looking dead, you're not sitting there, you're just playing a game, they're gonna leave, dude. And you're never gonna know that they were actually here, because the Twitch view count tracker or whatever takes so long to update, they're just gonna think you're a boring bastard and we're gonna move on. That's why I told myself, turn the viewer count off. Act like there is always somebody here. Act like I'm making a YouTube video, dude. I cannot stay silent. Some people find that annoying, actually. I have gotten chat messages before. People in the chat would come in and say, damn, you talk too fucking much. Can you shut the fuck up or something? I have gotten people who say that. And to some extent, I agree. Maybe I do talk a bit too much. Maybe I do over commentate a bit too much. But that's just what I do, man. That's, at this point, like, I really can't stop myself. It feels weird to stay silent for, like, maybe even, like, a minute. You know what I mean? And it's not like I'm uncomfortable with the silence, but it's just like, damn, what if somebody pops in? What if somebody new pops in? Shit. And they're going to see me just sitting here, silent, not doing anything? Fuck, they're going to leave immediately, dude. So that's why I try to always, I'm back for a little bit. Thank you, Chief. Thanks for stopping back by. Appreciate it. That's why I'm always acting like, even if there is nobody here, there's no way for me to tell if there is or isn't, because again, the view count is off. I always assume, hey, shit, there's 1,000 people here, dude. Fuck it. Keep talking. Try to be as entertaining as I can possibly be. Just try to be, you know? So that's why I commentate so damn often. I've done it too much. My dad thought I was going crazy in here. He thought I was talking to somebody, talking shit to somebody. So that's why I do that. Maybe I do talk a bit too much, but I'm comfortable with it. I think it's fine. But I have gotten comments from people in the chat saying I do talk too much. To an extent, I agree, but I think it's fine. I think it's good to talk a good bit, to show you're engaged, you know, to show that you give a shit about trying to keep people, what's the word, enthused, interested in the stream. So that's why I do that. Good Lord. I think it's fine to talk a lot. I do too. There's nothing worse than coming into a stream, in my opinion, and the streamer is silent, just dead silent. And I mean, it's rough, and you see them there, or you know they're present, you can see them playing the game or do whatever it is they do, and they're just not saying anything. It's just like they're playing a game and they happen to be streaming at that moment, you know. It's rough. So I just move on to the next one. I move on till I find someone that is actually caring, you know, that actually seems like they give a shit. Intrigued is that's also one. I couldn't figure out the right word for it, but intrigued, yes, that works too. Good Lord. But yeah, so that's why I always talk my head off sometimes. I don't know why I say sometimes, literally all the time. Good Lord, dude. It's rough, because now I need another sip of water from talking too much. But I will say streaming has helped me a lot in public. I'm able to speak pretty well in public. I've done some public speaking. Like when I went to the fucking jury duty, like last Friday, I went to jury duty. We had to speak in front of a room of like 50 something people. And I was going off. I'm not going to lie. I was well versed in what they were talking about. I'm not going to lie. And I was raising my head, answering nice and fluently. I was again. Can I pat myself on the back? Because I was popping off in that session, dude. They didn't even end up picking me, but, still, I was popping off, dude. Good Lord. Your views and not talking with a blank stare is creepy vibes. It truly. Exactly. Exactly. They're just sitting there. Imagine if I was just sitting here playing a game and not saying anything. Just, what is that? You know, that's just, it's a bit rough, dude. It's a bit odd. Obviously, it's fine if the streamer does not give a shit about, like growing or whatever, I'm not saying that every single streamer streaming on whatever platform needs to be talking at all times or whatever, because some people don't give a shit about growing. They just want to stream just to stream, and that's fine. Not a problem with that. If you don't want to talk on it, not a problem. But those are the people who's always like, damn, I can't get any viewers on Twitch. Why? You go into their stream and they're not talking, you know? They're not talking. So that's to that. If you don't want to talk on your stream, that's, hey, more power to you. That's your stream. You can do whatever you want. Not a problem. Not a problem at all. Yeah. So it is what it is, though. It is what it is. If you want to talk, talk. If you don't, it's up to you. It's your stream. I don't know what you're on Twitch for. You know what you're on Twitch for, and you know what you're looking for streaming on Twitch or YouTube or whatever, more than anybody. So don't listen to me. Do whatever you want. You're good to go. Good Lord. But I believe this is a good spot. See, my fucking jaw is locking up. Jesus. Ow. There we go. Christ. I do believe this is a good spot to stop this episode. Not bad, not bad. Remember, these episodes aren't too long. I'm trying to make them a little bit longer, but we'll see how it goes in the future. We'll see what to do for the 100th episode. We're almost there. But I'm going to stop right here. We're done with this episode. I'm going to go ahead and get it up on YouTube, get it up on Spotify and all that mess. But I'm done. Big thanks to everyone who stopped by today. Really do appreciate it. Everybody who's listening on any different platform, thank you very much. I do appreciate it. You can find me on Twitch at twitch.tv/BoreRealDevotee. On YouTube, same name as my Twitch, BoreRealDevotee. On TikTok, same name as my Twitch and YouTube, BoreRealDevotee. Thank you very much for listening. But before we go, we got to recommend a song. That is a staple of the podcast. We must recommend a song at the end of every single episode. It was fun for the few minutes I was here. Very nice, Jeev. I'm glad you enjoyed yourself. Thank you for stopping by and thank you for your inputs. I do appreciate it. Thank you very much. But before we go, I always recommend one song at the end of every single episode, except for the past two episodes. No, three episodes. So we're going to recommend a song today. The song we're going to recommend is the first thing my eyes laid upon when I opened up my Spotify playlist. We're going to recommend fucking Barbie Girl. We're going to recommend Barbie Girl, all right? I will be back next streams. Thank you, Chief. Very much appreciate it. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you very much. Big thanks to everyone who stopped by. Have a good one and goodbye. Barbie Girl, by the way. That's the song we're recommending today. Jesus. Thank you very much. Goodbye.